from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Do you remember a couple of episodes ago, you mentioned, and we talked about it briefly, that there was a Christian that was basically killed in North Korea, and her family was incarcerated.
She was executed by the government for giving out Bibles.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I put up a video of Christopher Hitchens having a debate, because this guy's doing it all the time, and they made specific reference to North Korea. Now, I don't know if it's because of that incident, but, I mean, North Korea is bound to pop up.
So this is a recent interview with Hitchens.
It's a recent debate.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what the conversation that Hitchens was having, the thing he was saying, and I thought this was brilliant, I wanted to bring this up on the radio show specifically, is that he was trying to make people understand that North Korea is not an atheist state. Okay, like, we need to stop thinking that just basically because you propose to have no official religion or even make religion illegal, that there's not going to be cultist elements that are fucking still there. And what is the largest or biggest cult that there is in North Korea? It's the fucking cult of Kim Jong-il, people. I mean, the state is a fucking religion. That's the crazy thing about it. I mean, would you consider North Korea to be a logical state, one founded on reason and sort of like secular ideas, and still have a reigning president that is deceased?
Yeah, no. It doesn't really work out. Yeah, I always found it funny that that technically Kim Jong-il isn't Kim Jong-il the second? Is that technically what he is? Because basically the guy that we make fun of in all the South Park movies and everything else, he's not the guy running the show. It's his dead father.
It's his dead dad.
From beyond the grave.
Ooh, it's a nectocracy.
He's president for life.
And death.
And death. And unlife.
And I mean, and consider...
The first zombie president. Unfortunately, it had to go to North Korea. Sorry, zombie fans.
Like, wonder why your country sucks balls when it turns out your leader's dead. He's still the leader, and his idiot son is in charge. Now, my reason number two why it's not an atheist state, and anyone who tells you that it is a fucking ignoramus, is the fact that Kim Jong-il sort of has his own kind of mythos. Like, for instance, a sparrow is said to have foretold his birth, and there was a new star that appeared in the sky.
I love this. This is official government propaganda.
That is correct. That is correct. This is beyond the fact that, you know, the joke in South Park that all the songs had, you know, Kim Jong-il in it. Well, yeah. The songs are about mostly him.
Nice.
I mean, do I need to sort of present you any further evidence that just because it doesn't have an ITY at the end doesn't fucking mean that it isn't a, you know, some kind of religion. It's just in this one it turns out to be a cult of personality. You know, fucking Hitler had the same thing. That was, I mean, if you think that, you know, Hitler's an atheist, he's like a cultist, man. It's like a person who believes themselves to be gods. They are cultists.
Besides, I thought that whole Hitler was an atheist thing is completely bunk because he had a whole bunch of Christian leanings and this and that.
No leanings. I mean, all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm still embarrassed by any atheist who would even for a moment consider the fact that or think that Hitler had any shred of Christianity. Look, the anytime you talk about or shit about it just once, guess what? You don't believe in it because you wouldn't have shat on it. In my book, it only really takes one true denial to kind of like be in denial, to demonstrate, to show your cards, you know? It's like the belief is the eternal bluff. You can't fucking show your cards. And as soon as you show your cards, everybody fucking knows you ain't got shit. You know? The religious bluff. Maybe that's what I should call it.
I like it. It's not too bad.
Anyways, Hitler's the same way, you know? Basically hates Christianity, kills fucking indiscriminately, wants it eventually to be gone. I mean, he makes no bones about this, but understands that obviously religion has its uses, but ultimately the religion is the state, you know? It is sort of like this idea of Arianism, blood purity, these kinds of elements. These are cult-like elements. They just don't have, you know, sort of like the same mythology that most religions have. They have their own mythology. Their mythology is a sparrow predicted my fucking birth. You know, the German people are descended of, you know, the chosen ones.
I think it comes down to the fact that maybe, you know, we're not against religion. We're just against people believing in nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that's my huge problem, because these aren't, you know, people believe in these things with no real facts behind them. Or if they have facts, it's stuff they manufactured, and it's always the same fucking story. It's, you know, they're working backwards to try to prove something that they already believe. And you're just like, this is unacceptable. You are not being objective. And when you lack objectivity, you are just plain wrong.
It's just too bad that they don't remember the whole scientific process that they taught us in high school.
Man, do you remember a specific conversation with any teachers about science or about the process itself?
Yeah, my teacher did a pretty good... She also scared me about breathing in helium, because she told me that whole...
It would replace, like, all the oxygen in your lungs, and you would suffocate?
Some kind of, like, tiny 1% or 0.01 chance that when you breathe it in, it can cause some kind of aneurysm or something. Aneurysm is a scary buzzword when you're a kid, and it just scared me from doing that. But she also spent a good amount of time on the scientific process and taught us that you can apply this to every aspect of your life. It's when you're thinking about things, use the scientific process. And,
this sounds like a good fucking teacher.
I know, and the sad thing is, I don't even remember her fucking name.
Oh,
she's got like this kind of like blurry face. So,
does she look a bit like Edward James Olmos?
Nah.
Or what about Michelle Pfeiffer? Did she look like Michelle Pfeiffer?
No,
are you
God,
sure that
no.
wasn't you just having a dream
no,
about this, one of those movies?
No, this really happened. This was in Galt. This was grade 7 physical science. I guess that's what they called it or something like that. I don't remember.
I have to admit that I don't know if I had good or bad teachers. I did not pay attention to what anyone said, and I just basically...
That's surprising.
I was just busy drawing all day, man. I drew all day, every day, until I graduated high school. That's all I did. I mean, I wonder why I have no memories, is because I was buried in drawing, man. It was obsessive. Like, I got crazy about that shit. I had to get off that fucking wagon, you know? I was getting a little stupid and ignorant.
He was getting to be like crack, eh?
Yeah, it was a little bit like crack. And I don't know. I mean, you know how obsessive I can be about certain things, and when I jump on that bandwagon, I can be almost relentless. Well, this was just an example of it being a really long time.
That's often why when you give me some kind of crazy ideas, I will try to slap them down so you do not pursue them too far.
Be like, Jacob, calm down.
It's kind of like Jacob was a great man, but he had this ridiculous idea, and it sank him.
You know, that's always why I have that one rule. I listen to fucking people around me. God damn it, that is a very important lesson. That is a really important lesson, because people around you tend to have your best interest at heart. At least if you trust them. At least if you trust them.
Okay,
here's something I want to talk about. This is a little movement that's happening, and it was started by the site Reddit. I don't know if you've seen it a few times. I usually force you to go on there and promote some of my articles.
Mm-hmm.
And Reddit's a kind of a site aggregator. The big difference, though, this one, is the fact that it has a category in atheism. And, you know, it's populated by a lot of atheists. I like it because that's where I get most of my news. It's a bunch of atheists sort of like getting together and just sort of linking to all the kind of stuff that they find interesting or that's related to atheism. So it's a pretty good resource, you know. They started this whole movement called the Free Money Movement. Now, I think they could have used a different name, because that movement sounds really sweet, when in reality it's just basically take a Sharpie and cross out the "In God We Trust" in money. That's their whole little movement thing, as a sort of like civil disobedience.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I kind of dig it, you know. It's especially when you consider the fact that they only put that on paper money starting in like 1956. So before then, there was the only place it was on was coinage, and that wasn't even obligatory. I mean, you could or you couldn't do it. It just turns out that since 1938, they were doing it, so they just continue to do it.
And for anybody that kind of doesn't want to do this because they think it's an obnoxious representation of their beliefs, well, I mean, In God We Trust is an obnoxious fucking show of somebody else's belief.
I think it's outrageous the fact that the Supreme Court upheld the motto on the money, saying that it really didn't, it just, acknowledgement of God did not in any way put the focus on a specific religion, therefore avoiding the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they basically tap danced around that one, because, you know, anybody else, like a common sense thing, okay, well, how's the separation of church and state? Well, they do have In God We Trust on every single fucking $20 bill.
Like, it makes the whole separation church and state look pretty fucking bogus. Now, This is exactly why I kind of am amused by it, because I also think that this is a really cool way of showing some civil disobedience, and I invite the fucking government to try to punish people for it. I'm like, I invite them to.
Oh, well, I don't think the government's going to get involved over it.
No, well, I did a little research to see if they'd ever prosecute people for that, because it is apparently a crime to deface money, but only specifically if you're changing the value of the money. Mm. They're just crossing something out. And most of the time, the government doesn't do anything other than put it back into circulation. So if you do that, literally those bills will probably continue to circulate and send a fucking clear message. It's almost like a fucking paper, you know, like a message in a bottle. And you're saying a really easy way. Now, am I condoning or condemning? I'm not American, so I don't give a shit. Do what you want. But I'm saying, like, that's a pretty fucking cool idea, and I dig it.
I do too.
Okay, here's something else I wanted to talk about. Do you remember a guy by the name of Kent Hovind? Does that sound familiar?
Kent Hovind? No.
No? Okay, well, Kent Hovind, back in the day, this is sort of like when I was really starting to get into the whole atheist scene, back in, I think, 2006, really, when I started paying attention to it. And Kent was, like, he was at the forefront of the whole creationist movement. Like, he was pre-Ken Ham and the museum of fucking, and his crazy museum. He had his Funland first. Kent Hovind was sort of like the precursor to that shit. And the reason that you don't know about him is because in 2007, he was sentenced to 12 years in jail for tax evasion, because he had never paid any taxes from his Funland, saying that he worked for God, and therefore...
Oh, yeah, I remember this guy.
Now he's starting to sound a little bit familiar.
Yeah.
I think he's also the one whose wife left him in disgrace or something like that. Anyways, who knows?
Man.
It does not matter. The point is that what's really cool is that his creationist Wonderland is now going to be for sale. So after fucking years in court, a federal court has basically allowed the government to seize the property in order to make preparations to sell it. So anybody who's very enterprising and who thinks that the Earth is a few thousand years old can purchase this fun land of ignorance.
Oh, it's totally going to get bought by somebody. The more press this thing gets, the more likely it is that somebody... Well, wait a second. How in disgrace is this guy? Because he's in jail right now, right?
He is in jail.
Yeah.
He'll be there for a while. Although, you know what I thought was funny?
Hmm?
What I thought was funny is that they admit that the property is worth more than what was owed to the government. So they're like, well, if we sell for anything more, we'll give you the money. And I'm like, I think that Ken Hovind could probably go, you know, like buy a lot of pack of cigarettes, which may avoid him being anally raped. And I think that that's a good thing.
He's a genius guy. Well, I just wanted to know where his standing was, because that seems, it's a very important thing when you want to take into consideration something like this. Will it sell? Will it not sell? Well, you know, these people live by the sword and die by the sword. So if this guy here is in disgrace, then no one's going to touch it. But if he's still kind of, everybody looks at him as, fighting God's good work, then it'll fucking sell in a second. And they'll just reopen it, and it'll be another big thing for the creationists. Just spreading their goddamn ignorance everywhere.
Like a virus. It's like an STD, really.
Mm.
Quite annoying. Quite annoying. Now, the one thing I wanted to sort of like finalize the conversation on was a realization that I had the other day, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And basically, I received a video, and it was of a Muslim man who was doing some kind of chant, religious chant, we're assuming, but we don't know. Anyways, at some point his wife interrupts him, and he just basically wigs out and just goes about beating the shit out of her. And I mean, I watch violent sport for a living. You know, I've seen violence, and that's the kind of stuff that just makes you, you know, pretty much want to puke in your mouth. At first I chose not to put it on the site just because I was like, well, there's a threshold of shock value that I fucking like to bring. You know, the kind of thing that you're saying, well, what am I saying really here by putting this up?
Yeah.
And if it's not a religious chant, am I making a statement that this is what all Muslim people are like? I mean, I'm not quite sure what the fuck I'd say with that. But then I sort of like, I guess I thought about it a little bit more, and then I realized that there was something that I wanted to say about it. I didn't want to display it on the site just because I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I think that you probably know what that looks like to be beaten the crap out of. And it made me think of sort of, I was looking at his behavior again, just as the way that he was moving, and I couldn't help but think of the same scene that I had seen, but with little kids. You know, fighting over a toy or freaking out because somebody else took something that was there and so on and so forth. You know, it looked exactly like that behavior. Just flash, you know, sort of like moment of, you know, like the person doesn't even look like they're thinking. They just act on impulse. Their aggression is sort of like uncontrolled and undirected, clumsy, you know, sort of like they probably barely know what the fuck is going on. You know, they're just responding to that primitive instinct to fucking hurt this person. And, you know, I guess it kind of made me think about how I find religion to be essentially one of those things that prevent us from really reaching adulthood. Like, I see his childish behavior, the way that he basically, you know, interacts with his wife, if we can use the term fucking loosely, is the same that a fucking 3 or 4 year old would approach. Now, I don't know if people know this, but I mean, comparatively, at least if you look at their behavior, children are far more fucking violent and impulsive than we are. And for the basic reason that they lack the development of their cerebral cortex, like their higher brain function, the stuff that takes a while to develop, turns out that that's where you gain empathy. But I think that beyond it sort of like merely growing, because obviously it will grow physically, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be, you know, that any...
Overly developed.
Yeah, that it'll be overly developed. Just tells you that in order for a person to develop compassion, they need to be in a situation that encourages compassion. Now, my problem is in both the religion and the culture, but more specifically the culture, I would say, sort of puts women in an inferior status. So that these individuals, when encountering women, they have less empathy than they would towards a man. And it's just basically because of how they perceive it. And that is a very, very dangerous notion to have. Like, how do you expect to have a society that is sort of peaceful and stable if you can't even agree on the, you know, equality of something as basic as the sexes?
As your sisters and your daughters and your mothers.
Exactly. These are people that are part of your fucking family. They're there, and all those already your first pronunciation is, you are inferior to me because I have a penis. That's going to cause some problems.
Yeah, well, you got to understand, these are some very, very, very primal compulsions that we have to fit these gender roles. We're following biology here, and there's a whole bunch of emotions and chemicals going all over the place that push us towards, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. The women have babies. The men go fucking bring in
kill
the goods.
Things.
Bring in the goods.
Bring in the goods.
And that's not a justification. I'm just saying, like, that's what I take it to be as to why these places are still like that. It's just, this is the way it has always been.
Well, if you were to ask me what is natural, what is quote-unquote natural, which I think is the funniest fucking word, because guess what? Cyanide is natural, bitches. And I mean, natural does not mean right. Let's fucking make that first declaration. But what I think is natural? Well, probably that dynamic. Yeah, okay, fine. Makes sense. That's how other ape species sort of have it. You have the alpha male. Basically, he controls the breeding population. He controls the distribution of foods, which sort of like then in turn explain how our hierarchies are mostly patriarchal and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's nature. But at the same time, what is nature? A cruel motherfucking genocidal bitch that we don't want to follow, man. I don't want none of your shit. I don't want any part of your business, nature. I live in an artificial fucking environment. Around me are walls of concrete and fucking fake wood and, I don't know, plaster and paint. Just environment to suit my comfort. And I like it like that. Yeah. I don't want your fucking dead leaves and twigs and snakes slithering about and fucking spiders on my face.
And
I
women being
no.
inferior and yeah, God controlling everything.
I say no to you. I want comfort. I want material possessions that, you know, do more than ensure my survival. I want pleasures in life. I think that if we are smart enough, every goddamn human being should enjoy the pleasures of life. Because we don't have to play by your rules. Screw your rules. You know, but at the end of the day, I think that we need to evolve. We need to become adults. Those notions, the notions of sort of superiority or inferiority of sexes or of fucking people with competing worldviews. I mean, are we done? God damn it. Are we fucking done? Let's try a different experiment, shall we? Let's try the notion of equality. Let's try to kind of get along. Let's stop killing each other for stupid ideas. Like, that's what's most annoying. And I guess that brings us back to that fucking first point of just sick and tired of people and how they believe in really stupid shit. And it doesn't matter if you are an atheist or Christian or whatever. Everybody believes at least some degree or another something that's stupid. And it's great when you can abandon those things. And I know, because I have abandoned a lot of stupid beliefs, as probably many of you have fucking done. And you realize, you're like, wow, that was valuable. What did you gain from fucking getting rid of your stupid beliefs?
Yeah, it, you know, it turned out that that whole when you grow up, you get mature, magically mature. You know, when you're looking up at parents, you're like, they're different. No, they aren't different, but they have abandoned a whole bunch of, well, at least the good ones have abandoned. At least I feel that's my advantage. Moving forward every single day, I feel like I abandon a couple of stupid beliefs and get to understand what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, you know, you... at this, people can feel like there's some kind of goddamn bliss in ignorance. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's a bliss in being able to understand more. Like, every time I get another piece of the puzzle of figuring it out, I fucking feel enthralled. It is amazing. I'm like, why aren't more people learning shit? And I'll tell you, I think it's, if you can get over your fear of not knowing something and appreciate that fact and try to change, rectify that fact, then you're never going to really find joy from it. But you should know that at the end of the day, you will not feel as though you're missing something. The only thing you'll feel you're missing is more information, basically. Like, that'll be the endless thirst. And let me tell you something. That's a fucking great thirst. The thirst for more. More knowledge. More, more, more. It's a great one. Mm-hmm. It'll fucking last you the rest of your life. You won't even think about it on your deathbed. You'll just be like, I only wished I had more. And I mean, if there was one regret, is that there was not more. Hmm. I would live happily with that regret.
I enjoy my little piece. It's I nibble at it. It's good.
And it always tastes fruity. That's what I like about it. In the delicious sense. Not in the what's going on here. This is messed up. All right, with that, let's wrap it up.